big challenge for the Jaguars this week, Peyton Manning. And the Broncos are on pace to set records for points, yards, and also touchdowns this year. It's an amazing number. Peyton Manning is the best in the business, bar none, and I got some plays to show you to see exactly why and what makes him so good. The first play, Peyton Manning lines up, and when he gets the ball, watch him watch the linebacker, Sean Lee. And the reason why he's watching Sean Lee is that he's got a slant route coming here, and he wants to make sure that Sean Lee is getting enough depth to where it will allow that completion to wide receiver Eric Decker. See the peak right there at Sean Lee? He sees Sean Lee, and he says, okay, let me find my receiver Eric Decker coming underneath. I know I've got time to throw it, bang, right to Eric Decker in perfect stride. Fantastic play. But, you know, the challenge for Peyton Manning is getting to him because he's rarely sacked. 198 attempts this year, he's only been sacked 5 times. And because look at this. This is a deep ball. And if let's just count it, once he gets the snap, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, the ball's gone. And take a look at the touch. He's got great touch, great accuracy. The arm strength is back for him. And Eric Decker, again, never breaks stride on this ball. But it's all about trying to find a way to harass Peyton Manning. Most people think they can't do it because he gets the ball out so quickly and efficiently that it's sometimes better to only rush 3 and then to drop 8 into coverage. Now, he is clearly the captain of the ship. Watch him here at the goal line. He runs the entire show. He's not only a great quarterback, he also could tell everybody on the field exactly what their responsibilities are. Now, this is going to be a little shovel pass. Watch him right here as he takes a peek at the defensive end. He's doing that so he knows how much time that he has before he must get the ball to his tight end on the little shovel pass coming from underneath. Little flip pass, bang. Touchdown for Peyton Manning. Another example is that Peyton identifies things that defenses do better than anybody, and that's why they try a lot of times not to blitz them. This is going to be a blitz for the Cowboys. Peyton knows they've got extra guys coming in the pressure package, and I want you to focus in on what he does with his drop. You see how he doesn't set his feet? He knows the blitz is coming, and what he's doing is just continuing to back up because he knows that he may have to buy some more time for his offensive lineman to get the ball out accurately, and he gets the ball out accurately to his running back, Ronnie Hillman, for a nice completion. Great player, phenomenal captain of the ship, and also nobody better. Now the Denver Broncos defense, number one against the rush, dead last against the pass. But the reason why is because they're playing with a lead so much, most teams aren't even thinking about running the football, but they've been opportunistic. Third in the National Football League and getting interceptions, per example, against the Dallas Cowboys when linebacker Danny Trevathan gets an interception. This game is tied up. They make the play here. And, of course, the Broncos end up winning it. Now, on special teams, the Broncos have an extremely talented guy, and it's Trindon Holliday. 5'5", 170 pounds against the Giants. He had this punt return for a touchdown of about 81 yards, and he also added a kick return for a touchdown against the Philadelphia Eagles. Clearly, the Jaguars had better be ready to play against him on special teams.